Well, the results of his six missions over a period of several months between April and September has showed that at least 264 civilians have been arbitrarily executed by armed groups in different attacks, over 75 attacks on villages. And among the victims, there are over 80 children.
And is it clear who perpetrated these attacks?
So the investigators found that armed group called the Raia Mutomboki, which were allied with Mai Mai groups, are responsible for most of the killings, which have been perpetrated with extreme violence.
When you say extreme violence, what do you mean?
Well, many victims were hacked to death with machetes and others were burnt alive. And there were also a massive force displacement and large-scale lootings and destruction of private property.
Now, there is a large presence of the DR Congo armed forces in this region. Were they unable to stop the killings?
Well, you know, in April 2012, there were some army desertions and the creation of the M23 armed group. That led the Congolese army to focus its efforts on containing this new rebellion, and it resulted into a security vacuum in some of the country, in parts of the country in eastern DRC.
So the Congo armed forces are concentrating on the M27 and they've left parts of eastern DR Congo unsecured?
Well, now in response to those latest violences, the Congolese army has deployed with MONUSCO support several units to these affected areas between July and September. And we've been promoting initiatives as well to favor dialogue and ethnic reconciliation. There has been some temporary military bases set up in several places to start helping to stop these violences against innocent civilians.
What about the UN peacekeeping mission there? Were they unable to secure and stop the killings?
Well, MONUSCO has sent several protection teams to Southern Masisi to both evaluate the needs of the population but also to recommend action. And they've been working with the Congolese army to deploy several units to affected areas between July and September.
It is not the first time that such kind of atrocities have been committed in eastern DR Congo. What is the High Commissioner's view of these latest violations?
This systematic human rights violation committed by these diverse armed groups are very serious, and they are actually among the most serious we've seen in recent times. So we are deeply condemning these acts, and we're asking for immediate measures by the Congolese authorities to protect the civilian populations and to combat the impunity, which only helps the killers and embolden them.
It's not the first time they've happened. They continue to happen. What is the role of the Congolese government in all this?
Well, the Congolese government needs to take additional measures, of course, with the support of the international community, but to restore security in this part of eastern DRC and to ensure the protection of civilians. This also means that they need to take into account these violations and systematically verify the human rights records of individuals and their commanders when there are any future integration of armed groups into the national army.